Hey guys, from Old Rock Station, I'm with Dool tonight. So, how are you?
Yes, I'm good. Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, no problem. So, could you introduce your band? It's called Dool. So, what is mean, and could you speak more about your project?
You mean what the band means or the name means?
Yes, and can style of music you made or something like this.
Wait one second. Sorry, something went wrong here. Are you still there? Should we start over here?
Yeah, I'm still there. So, why this name, Dool? So, could you introduce your band? So, could you introduce the project? Could you speak more about Dool? Yeah.
Okay. So we are Dool from the Netherlands. We started around 2016 as a group of friends. You know, we want to play music because we like it, not because we thought we had ambition or something. And I don't know. We released our first album in 2017 called Here Now There Then, and afterwards we got a lot of shows, and now we play. We recorded our second album, and it's coming out in April. So, yeah. What do you want to know? Because I can tell a lot, but tell me, what do you want to know? Be a bit more specific.
No problem. I have a question. No problem. It's called your new record. It's called Summerland. So, why this theme, and what speak this record on the lyrics, and what does it mean?
When I was writing the songs for the album, I was reading a lot of books and articles about duality and the duality between heaven and hell in specific. So I was reading classic Greek plays such as Orfeo at Eurydice, or maybe something like Dante's Inferno and Divine Comedy. But I also came across a book by Rich Matheson called What Dreams May Come, and in this book it's almost like the same classical kind of story where a loved one follows his other lover into the afterlife because to be reunited in this afterlife. He comes across a place called Summerland, which is kind of like heaven or kind of like nirvana, and it's like a perfect kind of afterlife. And it was interesting because it is kind of a pagan term, this whole Summerland thing. And I was looking it up on the internet, and it's actually a place that is not designed by God or by religion or by a book or by whatever, but it's a place that is designed by the person itself, so by their own sense of beauty and by their own, I don't know, desires and lust and stuff like that. So and it got me thinking, like, what would be my Summerland, you know? What do I think that the afterlife looks like and feels like, and what would be there waiting for me, and why can't I have it now? Because I don't feel like dying yet, you know. But I want that kind of shit right now. And
I see.
While I was writing lyrics for the tracks, I had this in mind, and yeah.
Yes, I see.
That's kind of the main.
Yeah. So yes, I see what you mean. So thank you. So I love the artwork. It's so much red. It's like a pictures or painting. So could you speak more about this artwork? What does it mean? And so why this choice? And who made this? About the artwork.
Sorry, I didn't hear a single word you said. The connection was a bit shit.
No problem. I say about the artwork. You know, the pictures on this record is much red. Who made this artwork, and so why this choice? And yeah, so could you speak more about this artwork?
Oh yeah, well, you know, for the artwork, I asked my friend, artist and photographer Nona Lehmann, to make something for this, because I was really inspired by the work she made in the past couple of years, and we worked together on for a photo shoot for the last album we did. And you know, for me it made sense to ask her, because her work is very dreamlike and very I don't know, a bit ethereal and mysterious. And I talked to her about the whole Summerland thing and the whole idea, and she came up with this, and she thought to choose to do something with this whole cloud thing. Yeah, so, and I think it became a really beautiful cover. And she also made other pictures for the special edition art book. And so we made like a big photo book with her work in it, all in the same theme of Summerland. And it's a really beautiful piece of art.
So you have just released there was a few months ago, the song is called Sulfur and Starlight. So what did you choose to release these songs, and what did you choose to make the video clip? And could you speak more about this video clip?
We didn't make a video for that song, for Sulfur and Starlight.
Yeah, yes, but it's on YouTube. Oh.
The song, the video, there's no video.
Oh, sorry. I think they have a video. So much. So why do you just choose this song for me, the single? So.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think it was a perfect transition between the old album and the new one. And it's also the opener of Summerland, of the new album, and it's also like thematically, but also musically, like really easing into the whole subject thing. And so I thought it would be really nice first single for Summerland. Yeah.
Okay, I see. And you play at Paris in May. So what do you expect for this show?
Yeah. Well, we played backstage, yeah.
Yes.
Backstage by the Mill O'Sullivan's. We yes. played there before, like 2 years ago, and we really loved the place, and we had a great show there. And I don't know, we didn't play in Paris a lot yet, or in France. We only had 4 shows, but one of them was Hellfest last year, and we got a lot of great response from that. And suddenly a lot of people from France know our name and you know, want to come see our show. So I hope there's some people coming, actually, and we'll see. I'm really looking forward to play the new songs live anyway, so for us it's every show is going to be interesting. Yeah.
So this record is will release on 10 April 2020. So what do you expect for this release? What's your mood already? What is your feeling about this release?
I'm feeling over the record.
Yes. Are you some okay. fear or some apprehension, maybe?
Some what?
Fear or apprehension or something like this.
Fear?
How about the release?
Oh, you mean like, are we nervous?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. No, actually, I mean, a lot of people ask me this question, like, are you afraid? Because, like, if you have, if people like your debut album, then, people, the expectations are high for the second album, you know? But, you know, I don't have that. I think we all feel very confident about this album. And it's never been to please other people, but more like to do something that we like and that we believe in. I mean, it doesn't matter if the rest of the world loves or hates the album. I mean, it's good if they come to your show, and that's really nice. But we do this for ourselves in the first instance, you know. So, but we're really proud of it, and we feel quite confident. So, yeah.
Yes, and about your show, I see on the on your website, you will play at Colmar and Toulouse and Paris too, as I say. So what did you choose to make? Three cities in France and so this cool?
To make what in France? Sorry, the connection is still quite bad.
No problem. To make three shows in France.
To make three shows in France?
Yeah.
What no do you problem. Mean? Is it enough or is it too much?
No, it's enough. not too much.
Okay. I don't know. We played Paris before twice, and so you know it's always good to play in the capital. And I think we're looking forward to that. We have some friends in France in Paris too. So yeah, I hope they will come and they bring some people and. You know, we've been to Colmar before as well, to Le Grien, and that was a really good show too. And yeah, I don't know, Toulouse is new for us, so I hope some people will come. Yeah.
Yes, I see. So you have decided to release two bonus tracks. It's called Kion and Ascents to Summerland. So why this choice to release two bonus tracks, and what does it mean, these two tracks?
But I don't know. I think for this, it's good to have like something extra for people that want to buy like a special edition or like a bonus set for people that want something more. And we had one track that didn't really fit with the rest of the album, and so we decided to release that as a bonus track. And also, the other track is like just a synthesizer version of the title song of Summerland. So we rearranged that with synthesizers. So that was kind of an experiment, but we thought it turned out really nice. So yeah.
Yeah. I've used the project to release a new video clip maybe, because as you say, you have not made the video clip, but I use a project to release the one.
Yeah, we're going to release one, but it's not on the internet yet. So that's what I was saying. I thought you said like you already saw a video, but it's not.
No,
it's
going to
be released on March 6th. On March 6th.
Okay,
it's
cool.
It's going to be a video for the song Wolf Moon.
Cool. And maybe have your favorite song to play on this new record.
I don't know yet. We didn't play anything live yet. The first show will be at a Roadburn festival in Holland. On April 20th, so I don't know, but I'm really looking forward to playing the whole album live because I think only then you can start to know the songs, and yeah, it's going to be interesting.
Okay, I see, but maybe on live, do you know how you build the set list for the show with the new song and the old song, with the old songs of your band and with the new songs, how you made the set list?
No, but I think I don't want to tell in front that what we're going to do. I mean, I want to surprise people. I mean, why do you want to know beforehand what we're going to do, right? So even if I knew, I wouldn't tell. I mean,
okay, yeah, I understand, no problem. So thank you so much for your time. Maybe have you maybe where you can find your merch, your new record will be available on Spotify, on Deezer, something like this, I think so, YouTube maybe, on the buy on iTunes, or do you have a merch?
Yeah, and we have a website too, and on our Facebook, and you can buy it from the label Prophecy Productions. They have already the album in pre-sale right now, so you can buy everything there. Yeah, and also on Bandcamp. It's out there. It's already available for pre-order. It's going to be released on April 10th.
Okay, thank you so much for your time again. Have your last word or last message for your fan, maybe?
Yeah, come see us live, because I think then you will truly understand all.
Okay, thank you. Yes, I have a last question. Maybe I have you some project festival for this summer. I know you have played at Hellfest last year, but maybe you play at other festival this summer.
We have played what?
Some festival.
Yeah, we have some festivals. For instance, we play at Graspop in Belgium, which I'm really looking forward to.
Oh. That's cool. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your time again. I'm sorry for the